July 4, 1977, Independence Day. Our Father's God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. Samuel Francis Smith. When the talk turns to freedom and independence, as it will most certainly today, a conversation I once had with a Russian defector always comes to mind. He was young, handsome, enthusiastic, newly arrived in America. However, he had not entered our land the way most people do, through customs. This young sailor had jumped ship and swum miles through a storm-whipped icy sea. "Weren't you afraid of dying?" I asked him.
"I was willing to risk death to be free," he answered.
"Was it worth it?" I pressed.
"Yes, 1,000 times over. I found what I was looking for in America."
Though the man's eyes may have been dazzled by his newly won freedom, and he may have discovered later that America is not without imperfections, he was sure he'd found the promised land. I know I'll never forget the joy and happiness that beamed from his face. When I hear people talk cynically about our way of life, about the injustices of our system, about the faded American dream, a picture of that young defector's face fills my mind, and I am able to see beyond our faults and shortcomings to the hope and potential of America. The blessings God has showered upon us as a nation should never be taken lightly or for granted. Lord, make us worthy of your gift of freedom.